Do you know that's what we have done? I'm so sad. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. What did Jesus say? He told the followers, if he said it to them, he's saying it to us. Amen. Go in all the world, preach the gospel. What is the gospel? Good news. Preach it to who? Just the black folks. No, just the African American people. Now, we're a black church, you know. And we're only supposed to preach it to the black. That's the way we act. Well, amen, lights. He said, preach the gospel to who? And I find myself praying for my neighbor more than I ever have. And because some of you drove up, you probably ain't paid no attention. You just drive and come to church, and I know you did, because nobody said nothing. And Mickey and I went out there and we worked like little slaves. We painted that sign, cleaned it up, washed it up, and painted, and it just is pretty and white. And y'all drove by and they ain't even paying no attention. And who saw it? Well, two did, three. I imagine so. And we really worked hard, and it looked nice. And let's agree. And somebody, because you can't see it, but till you get up close to it, somebody shot a bullet hole. That's a bullet hole in our sign, and I don't like that. But we're praying for we're praying for our neighbor. And I want my neighbor saved, too, if they're not. I want my neighbor. I want my neighbor's children. This gospel is for everybody. Everybody. And sometimes we get caught up. I'm so glad that God delivered me from being a traditional preacher. I'm not no traditional preacher. And some of them may say, well, I don't think you know preach at all. I'm glad that's you. Amen. Because the calling between the one that called and the one that answered. And God called and I answered the call. And I don't need, you know, anybody else's opinion. I just need to do what I'm told to do. Amen. And so Jesus said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Notice the condition. Notice what he said, and we're moving on. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Condemn. And then he said, the one that preached the gospel, these signs shall follow them that believe. This is what will follow them that believe. I want to point out something. These signs shall follow them that believe. You notice what's not there? These signs shall follow Rev. How many believers do we have in the house? These signs shall look at your hand. Look up your hand. These signs shall follow them that believe. So these signs follow me. When I preach it, this is what'll happen. Hallelujah. 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 See, sometimes we leave, we insinuate, or we indicate that only Reb can do this. And I've seen a bunch of Rebs, and Reb ain't doing none of this. So we have a job to do. Amen. We have a job to do. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, notice how it's going to happen. In my name shall they do what? Y'all act like you're scared to say it. In my name shall they cast out devils. The King James said devil, the other translation said demon. See, we have in this world in which we live, we have the devil, we have demons, fallen angels, evil spirits. They are in this earth right now, and they are if you're open to them, they are sitting right there with you now, trying to get you not to even accept what I'm saying. And I'm reading from the word. Well, I know the Bible says that, but I can't cast no devil out. If it says I can cast him out, then bless God, I can cast him out. Am I right? Because he said, in my name shall they do what? See, the name that's going to do it. I send you out there to my automobile. Either one of them. I said, get in this Toyota and go to town. And you sit there and look at me. But if I give you the key, I'm going to look at you. Come on. Because with that key, you can get in that vehicle and go to town. But you can sit there and you just have to sit there and look at it if you don't have anything to do. Jesus gave us his name. And he said, in my name you shall cast them out. That means you shouldn't be afraid of any devil, any demon, any evil spirit. And I don't care how they try to rant and scotch and cut up and create a scene, you can take authority over that thing, that spirit. Say, you better shut up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, in my name, you shall do it. Amen.
Amen.
Now watch this. In my name shall they speak with new tongue. Ha, ha, ha. They shall take up serpents. You know, speaking with new tongue. And years ago, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And everybody have their own experience. Some have different experience than others. Some say they saw a light. Some say they did this. And basically, I just spoke with tongues. Two or three words, and when I started speaking, the devil said, boy, you may be cussing God out. And I hurry up and shut up. I know none of you ever experienced that.